T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for the Morning Shade. It's sponsored by National Grid. For somebody who doesn't have a TV show or any movies or anything in the works, Roseanne Barr still manages to spend a good deal of time in the news cycle. Sue Tabb's here with details on that and lots more going on this morning.
Yeah, whether it's a good thing or not is something we'll discuss in a minute, because she is actually on an upcoming episode of the Dr. Oz show. The comedian talks about doing weird things on Ambien. Here's just a clip of that.
Well, I've done some weird things on Ambien. I think a lot of people have, too. I've heard from thousands of people about it. One guy got up and cooked a turkey and ate it. So that was like 4 hours, if you think about it, and didn't remember it in the morning. And all the time that happens to me when I go up in the kitchen and there's a whole box of Triscuits laid out and eggs cracked on the wall, cheese everywhere. I Ambien eat.
What? Cheese everywhere? Cracked eggs on the wall?
Here's the thing. The Ambien eating, and that may be a real thing, but I'm not listening to Roseanne Barr.
Right.
As an expert on anything.
Well, I guess they say that Dr. Oz then did sort of grill her and say, yeah, but Ambien doesn't make you tweet.
True.
And she's like, she's like, yeah, that's not a side effect. Uh-huh, like, they didn't put on the bottle, you know, you may do, you know, some questionable tweets while on Ambien. So just weird. But, you know, I don't know. Are we surprised? The show is the kickoff to the new season, and it airs on Monday, September 17th.
Anybody watching Dr. Oz anymore? Hasn't he kind of slipped in credibility a little bit, too?
Yeah, I haven't watched it in a long time.
No, I haven't watched since he told me what my poop should look like. I've stopped watching.
All right. So, okay. Thank you.
Hey, Sally Field says the late Burt Reynolds would have been hurt if he read her memoir. Her memoir is called In Pieces, and it includes details about their 5-year romance. She describes their relationship as, quote, confusing and complicated and not without loving and caring. Field also claims that the pair had an intense connection, but that he was controlling of her. That book comes out next week. How about the timing on that? September 18th.
Oh, it's right around the time of Smokey and the Bandit. Right.
When they were together.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
When they shot that movie.
And he recently, if you'll remember, we talked about this, said that she was the love of his life
right.
And talked about her in his memoir, which came out a few years back, and talked about her very positively and how he knew he made mistakes and shouldn't have let her go. And so she said she's glad he's not going to read this because she wouldn't want him to be hurt.
Was this already going to be scheduled to come out?
Yeah.
And it just so happened that he happened to pass away?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Wow.
So Norm MacDonald's appearance on Tuesday's episode of The Tonight Show was canceled.
This is bad.
After he said he was, quote, happy the Me Too movement has slowed down. MacDonald also expressed sympathy for Louis C.K. and Roseanne Barr and said they'd lost everything. He has since tweeted an apology, saying he didn't intend to downplay the pain of C.K. and Barr's victims, but he got axed from the show.
No, it's even worse than that. He apologized, and people were like, well, he apologized. Then he made, like, a Down syndrome remark in the apology for the thing that it was, like, one thing after another. The guy can't get out of his own way.
Oh.
And I like this guy, but
yeah. He's had a rough go, Norm MacDonald.
Poor thing.
Not a lot of sympathy there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's your shade.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.